Hey guys, welcome to the Broke Sister Podcast. This is Ashley.
And this is Cassidy.
So before we get started, I know Cassidy had something she wanted to get off her chest. You want to go for it?
Sure, even though I kind of forgot what was on my chest. I was talking about Kylie being a billionaire, right?
Yes, billionaire status.
Yeah, so Kylie... Has it even been a year when they said that Kylie was a billionaire?
So and don't quote me on this, I pulled up an article from Forbes from November 2019 that they were reporting that she was a billionaire.
So it hasn't even been a year yet?
No.
So it hasn't even been a year, and it's already, it's June, but when they said this, it was like, what, May 27th, I want to say?
Yeah, like later in May.
So apparently Kylie's not a billionaire.
Again. Kylie Jenner, the so-called billionaire of the Kardashian clan.
The self-made billionaire is no longer a billionaire.
A billionaire.
Even though Forbes
reported she was a billionaire.
And now they're taking it back.
Yes. It says, earlier this year, Kylie Jenner sold half of her cosmetic company in the greatest celebrity cash outs of all time. But the deal's fine print reveals that she has been inflating the size and her success of business for years. According to Forbes, she was actually doubling like her annual revenue. So like, let's say she was making $100 million. She was saying she was making $200 million.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you still think that Kylie's a billionaire? I don't know. I feel like now they're just messing with us. I feel like they need to stop coming for Kylie and the rest of the Kardashians.
I don't know. I feel like she definitely has a lot of money. She could be a billionaire. She may not be a billionaire, but I feel like she has enough money to be fine.
3 days ago on Twitter, when all this happened, Kylie, she spoke about it. And she said, and I quote, "What am I even waking up to? I thought this was a reputable..." Did I say that right?
I don't know what the word is, but that's fine.
Reputable site? I hope I said
reputable.
It right. Reputable. Reputable? Oh, my bad. Sorry, guys. Anyways, she said, "I thought this was a reputable site. All I see are a number of inaccurate statements and unproven assumptions, LOL. I've never asked for any title or tried to lie my way there ever, period." And then in another tweet, she said, "Even creating tax returns that were likely forged, that's your proof? So you just thought they were forged. Like, actually, what am I reading?" And then in another tweet, she said, "But okay, I am blessed beyond my years. I have a beautiful daughter and a successful business, and I'm doing perfectly fine. I can name a list of 100 things more important right now than fixating on how much money I have." And there you have it. She did not confirm or deny that she was or was not a billionaire.
Her publicist came up with that great response because, again, it makes it seem like, no, she's still a billionaire. But, again, she did not confirm or deny if any of these allegations were true. But I also have to say, I mean, I'm not sure where Forbes is getting their information from. But according to Kanye, Forbes did not report the accurate amount that he's worth either. So I don't know who's in charge in Forbes and what they're doing, but...
Or what they have with the Kardashian clan, that they keep getting all their numbers mixed up. Yeah.
All I'm saying is I wish that was one of my problems that I had, that they were, you know, saying I was a millionaire instead of a billionaire.
Yeah, same here.
And why I go ahead and ask Cassidy, what was the peak of your week?
This week that just passed?
No, the week that you had in 2005. Yes, last week. This week.
Okay, well, first of all, you're rude. And second of all, I don't really know because, I don't do much. I do the same thing every day, and that's stay home and sleep and watch Desperate Housewives. So, I'm not sure what my peak was. What did I do this week?
Okay, we'll go back to you. My peak was actually that now that stores are starting to open up slowly but surely and things are starting to, like, or businesses are starting to run as usual, I was able to take Toby, one of my dogs, to get groomed because he looked wretched.
Leave Toby alone. He looks cute all the time.
No, he, poor thing. Whoever saw him thought he was like a little homeless dog. So I have a Shih Tzu, and he was looking like a hot mess. And now he looks very handsome. And the reason I say that's my peak, because like you, my days are pretty consistent with the same routine. I work, I get out of work, I cook, watch TV, and then I start the next day.
Actually, I just figured out what my peak was, and that was going out to eat.
Where'd you go?
Oh my god, where did I go? Oh, I went to Yard House.
Was that when we went with you? Or you went a different day?
No, that was like 2 weeks ago. I went again.
Isn't it weird, like, now we're able to start going to restaurants again?
I mean, I guess it's kind of weird because you have to, like, see your waiters with masks. But at this point, I've gotten so used to the mask. At this freaking point.
I'm sorry, guys. So I have two dogs and they are barking right now. So if you happen to hear them in the background. One's walking around.
At this point, I've heard, I'm so used to seeing everybody with the masks that I feel normal. I feel fine.
Well, the reason I say, like, does it feel normal is because, you know, 2 weeks ago, the restaurants wouldn't allow dine-in. They were just carry-out. So I would find myself, like, either eating at a lot of, like, fast food places or just, like, picking up the stuff and eating home. But when I would eat at fast food places, like, I would just sit in my car in the parking lot. There was a couple times where we ate the food in
the
car.
Yeah, I actually really liked that.
You like
it? Well, we did it, like, the other day, too.
Yeah, we did.
With Taco Bell, and Taco Bell was open. I mean, but I wouldn't sit in Taco Bell and eat. But we only ate in the car because we didn't go straight home after that. So yeah. We had, like, no choice but to eat in the car.
Like, 50% of people are saying, like, no, it's not safe, stay home. And then the other 50% are the same people that just were, like, trying to live their life as normal. And I don't know, like, I feel like, obviously, you know, if this is as bad as everyone says it is, then you have to do your part and stay home. But then I also think, like, this is the cleanest everything's going to be. Like, I have never been to Target and seen these people clean as frequently as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to go out now. Actually, no, don't seriously. Listen to me. If you want to stay home. If you want to go out, go out.
I'm live going your life. Out because I just can't be trapped anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like we've been doing it for so long that now we're just getting antsy. But again, I feel like, and this is my personal opinion, things have not been cleaner than now.
Exactly. Facts. Facts, no printer. That's the saying, I think. That's what I've seen. Yeah, well, you're old.
But with now, one thing I do want to mention, I wanted to ask you, Cassidy, is so with stores opening up, I don't know if this is like a business strategy, but Burlington, I'm not sure if like everyone's familiar with the store. I've never really been to one, I don't think, just because there isn't one around me, but I know people that do go. And Burlington Coat Factory, according to some sources, the entire store is 50% off.
Well, according to the store itself, because I passed by the other day.
I found one actually like 15 minutes away from me. We were going to go.
Yeah, didn't we pass by together?
Yeah. And the line was huge. So I'm like,
and it was raining that day, yeah, and people are still standing outside.
This is not the CDC regulation 6 feet away, 10 groups of 10 or smaller. Like, Burlington, yeah, people were going crazy.
And also, I saw on my Snapchat, somebody was at Burlington, and they had posted, people went crazy. Like, a group of, like, one family had, like, 3 carts, and they were, like, completely full. And everything was 50% off.
I would like to see their home department. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, and according to the commercials, Burlington Coat Factory is not only for coats. They got other stuff. That clear in the commercials.
That's funny. So now that we've started this podcast, I've actually had people like come up to me and ask me, Ashley, when you blow up and become famous, are you going to make Tim sign a post-nup? And I'm like, what is a post-snup?
So a post-snup is a post-nuptial, is that how you say it? You know, I'm really bad at pronouncing things. A post-nuptial agreement that, you know, actually I read that, because, you know, I wanted to get, like, the definition. And they said that some people usually get them when they're considering divorce or a separation.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe like a separate, maybe more so than a separation, because it's like you're separated, but you know, you're still kind of married. But like, you know, if this happens, then this happens. So I guess that's when you can bring one up. Or, you know, if you just decide, hey, I actually want to get a prenup now.
That's the thing. Like, I want to be so financially stable that a prenup is possibly on the table.
Yeah, but you know what? Without your partner signing it, it's like nothing. Like, you don't even have one. And I highly doubt that someone is going to be like, you're going to get rich and you're already married, and Tim is going to be like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll sign your post-nup.
Timothy signing a post-nup is the day that you will see that
pigs fly.
Exactly. Are you kidding me?
That man said, you're a millionaire now? Oh, I'm so lit. I might just get a divorce on purpose.
So that he can get half of it. Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. That man is never going to sign a post-nup. So, no. I don't know. Maybe you should just stay broke. Or just make sure your marriage stays
Tim told together. Me it was funny. We were joking around. I think we were talking about prenups, but, like, in a different, like, situation. Because we were talking about Elon Musk and how rich he is, as well as Jeff Bezos. And we're like, how
can
does that...
I ask something?
What?
Who is Elon Musk?
Stop!
I swear to God, I see his name trending on Twitter all the time, and everyone's always talking about it, and I'm just like, wait, what is that?
Oh my gosh, Elon Musk is the Tesla guy.
Oh my God, what a freaking idiot.
Him or you?
Me!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So anyways, looping back. So we were just talking about prenups just because they have so much money. Like, I'm intrigued to see what that prenup looks like. So anyways, I told Tim, I was like, oh, I should have made you sign a prenup. And he said, no way. Like, I would have never signed it. And he's like, and if we were to get a divorce, that he would make me pay him spousal support.
Like alimony?
I'm not sure, but sure.
I think that's called alimony.
Yeah. So he said he would make me.
But why? Yeah, alimony. A husband's or wife's court-ordered provision for a spouse after separation or divorce. You know, some people get paid alimony and they, like, refuse to get married again because they don't want to lose their alimony check or whatever that... called.
That's
smart. I'm pretty sure that is what it's called.
Yeah, that's probably like someone who married a millionaire, and in the contract it says as soon as you marry someone else, like,
yeah, once they marry someone else, they don't get it anymore.
Must be nice.
Exactly.
Here
they
I
have
am.
To get paid exactly, like, so they can keep living the way that they were living while they were married.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's even, like, allowed.
That's... Well, yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Like, one thing,
but that,
like, if
sounds
you're in a
good to me.
No, it sounds awesome. Like, if you're in a relationship since you were very young, then I get it. But if it's, like, if you just met someone and they were, like, a millionaire, and then now you want to, like, alimony, like, girl, who are you? Bye.
Well, I don't know. It was in that prenup, so alimony me.
Must be nice. Here I am contemplating if freaking I should make an OnlyFans for my feet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I don't know, honestly, because with your feet...
Stop. I'm gonna get myself a nice little pedicure. I'll be fine.
I don't know.
That is so rude.
But you know who's doing OnlyFans or Fans Only or whatever the hell it's called? Black China.
Oh, I think I said it wrong. Yeah, Fans Only.
No, Black I think China. It's OnlyFans because I keep saying OnlyFans, but we say Fans Only.
I don't know.
The point is that fan stuff, Black China is doing it. And she was like, she had made a post or whatever saying that she was gonna, like, speak on how to make bands on Fans Only. And I was like,
I don't want advice from Black China.
Oh my God, like, how, like, I thought you already made it in life. Like, you need a Fans Only too. Not to say that there's anything wrong with Fans Only and the people that do it, but I'm not gonna be one of those people because I can only imagine what you have to do.
If you tell me right now, and like we have it written in a contract, you say, hey, Ashley, if you make a fans only page for your feet, nothing like sexual, just like, or even selfies, I don't know. And it's a guarantee, a monthly paycheck of $10,000. There's a 90% chance that I may go ahead and do that.
I mean, if it's only your feet, then yeah, go for it. But like, I'm not going to take half naked pictures or like naked pictures or like my bra and underwear pictures. I don't want to do that.
I'm married, so I can. Seems very just for, like, uncomfortable. Respect for Tim. But if I were single and had the body for it, a bikini picture essentially for 10K, most likely doing it.
I just feel like there's certain things, like when people are like, oh yeah, well I make so much money doing this, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm just gonna stay broke then because I can't do that. Like, I don't even tell myself, oh, I don't want to do it. I just tell myself I can't do that.
Wow.
Because I just can't. But hey, I mean, to each its own. Obviously, I might just want to be broke forever then, if that's the case. Because there's a lot of things that I say I can't do. I'm trying to not be broke. And that's one of them.
There's this girl that I came across on YouTube where she posts videos of, like, her lifestyle and just, like, essentially what she does on her day-to-day. But one of her videos, since we were on the OnlyFans topic, she did a whole thing like, oh, she was on Seeking Arrangements for a week and like how her experience was. And there is a person, we won't say names because we don't like to name drop here. We're going to call her Fancy Nancy. Why Fancy Nancy? Because she's extremely fancy. Would you agree?
Definitely.
So there's this person, and me and Cassie always wondered, like, how does she find these men? And I'm talking about, like, wealthy men.
Yeah, like, extremely wealthy. And it blows my mind because we're just now realizing this.
Like, we didn't know the wealth until, I guess, now that we're, like, putting two and two together.
Yeah.
But we're, like, this wholesome person, Fancy Nancy, and then she's with these millionaires. So we're like, oh my gosh, maybe she was on Seeking Arrangements, because that's like the only explanation that I can think of. Because I don't think it was like, oh my gosh, I'm at Whole Foods and like I bumped into this person and then it's like, oh, I love you.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I think I had to be more transactional than that.
I mean, I just don't think that person even knew about a Seeking Arrangements. No. So I just feel like maybe she just had friends and, like, you know, one thing led to another.
No, I think her friends were on Seeking Arrangements and were like, hey.
Oh, that makes more sense, because she couldn't figure out Seeking Arrangements for herself. That's for sure. She wasn't, like, there. All the way there with that.
Oh gosh.
She couldn't have figured that out.
Well, I definitely think I'm assuming, if this were my, like, if we're going by my hypothesis, I think it was she had friends who were on Seeking Arrangements because she would always hang out with younger people anyways. Wow. So I think these younger girls were on Seeking Arrangements. She got on Seeking Arrangements, and then this is how she would find these wealthy men. Because again, I don't understand how she would find these people.
Me either, but you know what? She did mess up. Because she's broke now. She's like, if there was like, she should have her own Broke Girl podcast.
She should be a guest on here.
Yeah.
See, guys, that's my fear. That, like, I always talk all the smack about how rich I want to be, but then I'm like, is it worth it? No, I think she
should. I just don't think she handled it properly.
I don't think a lot of the girls on Seeking Arrangements do.
But then what's the point, you know?
I don't know. Maybe they are looking for love. We'll have to do a challenge like that girl did, like a week on Seeking Arrangements, and like see what the experience is and like what comes out of it. Like, do people expect to find love on it? Are people just looking for company?
I feel like if you're looking for a love, you should be on eHarmony. For farmers only.
If you're a farmer. That's funny.
So with that being said, fans only and seeking arrangements is not for me. And I have no interest in doing that. And I'm not sure if my mind will change. But if it does, you guys will be the first ones to know. But I doubt it.
Good to know, Cassidy. Good to know. I think that's where we're a little bit different, you and I, because if
you were married, it would be an option. And yeah, no, not me.
Possibly.
Okay, like I said, to each its own.
So guys, we want to go ahead and start off with a new segment. Cassie doesn't know this yet, but she will soon find out that the segment will be about her. So the segment is Things Cassie Said This Week.
I don't even remember things that I say.
So the first thing on the list of what Cassidy said this week was, and this is more of a question, she asked me, hey, where's Egypt? Do you remember that, Cassidy?
I do remember that. And I don't think that that was wrong of me to ask or dumb, because I really didn't know. They don't teach you this thing in school.
Or yes, maybe they do.
I don't know.
Do you own a map?
No, I don't own a map, number one. And number two, I did skip, like, every history class I had.
That's not in history. That would actually be in geography.
Yeah, and we didn't have that class. Or did we? When did we have that?
That was my sophomore year, I want to say.
Oh, I definitely didn't get taught that in high school. We only learned about actual, like, history in high school. And like I said, I had that in second period, 10th grade, 7th period, in 11th grade, skipped that in 10th grade too, because I was never in class at that point. Senior year, I didn't even go to school, so I didn't have that problem. And freshman year, did we even have history back then? I don't remember. Oh, let me mentally think of my classes. So, freshman year. Yeah, I don't recall a history class. Anyways, so why bring that up?
Just because you say the most ridiculous things, so I figured...
Well, you say the most ridiculous things, too.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, but you do. I can't think of something right now, but I know a few times you've said some dumb things.
Second thing on the list of what Cassie said
this week...
There's
more?
Did you know that Kendall Jenner has a twin?
Oh my goodness. Okay, I swear to God. Okay, first of all, in my defense, I don't have an Instagram, you guys. So I don't know a lot of things. And I promise you, when I saw this tweet, because I had recently made a Twitter too, otherwise I would have never found out about this. When I saw the tweet about this family's best kept secret and Kendall's twin brother, I was like, oh my God, the Kardashians did it again. I didn't know that it was a joke. I thought it was a real thing.
Why would you think that that's real?
I don't know, but I swear to God, the way that they posted it and the way they were talking, they made it seem pretty legit.
That's hilarious. The third final thing,
oh my goodness,
Cassidy said this week was that she did not know that a rooster was a male chicken. She thought that roosters were a completely different species. Would you consider that a species? Not species, but like a different type of bird.
Animal. I just thought, sorry.
She did not know that it was a male chicken and that hens are female chickens.
Wait, hens is what they're called?
Female?
The female chickens?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So then why are they even called chickens if they are not called chicken? If one's called a hen and one's called a rooster, then where did chicken come from?
I don't have information. I don't
see?
Know. But either way, you did not know that a rooster was a male chicken.
Yeah, I did not. And I don't feel bad for not knowing that. Wow. Is it that bad? I don't know, because you kind of made it like a really big deal. And I thought that was like, okay. I thought it was normal. I thought a lot of people
didn't
know that.
The reason I made a big deal about it, I mean, it's not a big deal to know that. It's just, I figured... kids learn that early on, and the fact that you really learned that at 20.
When do they learn that?
At when they grade? Learn about animals.
When do they teach you about animals? Because I don't remember this.
When you're learning how to read, it's like very simple, like C for chicken.
Oh, my mom didn't read me books when I was little.
Your mom is my mom.
Yeah, our mom didn't read us books. Unless you had a different experience, please let me know.
Mommy didn't read me books, but mommy, who was our grandma, she read books, but she read them in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. I remember she read me
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, that one. But what's the? I don't want to say Benjamin Franklin because that's not his name. Franklin the Turtle. But what was like his name? Or was it just Franklin? I think it was just Franklin. Franklin and Friends was like a TV show, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, she read me Franklin in Spanish.
You know, I want to know what other things.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, it's a lot of things I don't know, honestly.
The list is endless.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I have conversations with people and I'm like, what? But I don't even say, like, what I just say to my head. Because I'm scared that they're going to think I'm, like, dumb or something. But I can't believe I've lived 20 years without knowing a lot of the things.
My mom actually brought this up. I guess mommy brought it up to you and you brought it up to me. That on your dashboard, it tells you what side of your car the gas tank is on.
Oh, yeah. It has a little arrow. But, like, if you didn't know that, you're kind of, like, you know.
The more you know, guys. The more you know. If you guys have any stories like ours or anything that you want to share with us that you recently learned, you can always DM us on Instagram at The Broke Sisters, and we'd be more than happy to share it here with you guys.
All right, guys, so make sure to tune in next week, and that concludes today's episode. And next week we're gonna have a big surprise for you guys, so make sure you tune in.
Alrighty, guys, see you next Tuesday.